The challenges faced by EV owners in the United States regarding charging infrastructure are complex and multifaceted. Don't be in too big of a hurry to dump your gas card. Welcome to That's Life, I Swear. This podcast is about life's happenings in the world that conjure up such words as intriguing, frightening, life-changing, inspiring, and more. I'm Rick Barron, your host. That said, here's the rest of this story. You know, it's hard to believe that the nationwide electric car charging network officially opened with 165 fast chargers on February 20th, 2013. Fast forward 10 years and EV chargers are picking up in volume. The only problem is the performance thus far is not that electrifying. Electric vehicles, or EVs as we call them today, have emerged as a promising solution to address environmental concerns and reduce dependency on traditional fossil fuels. However, the infrastructure supporting EV charging in the United States is facing increasing criticism, as highlighted by a recent survey conducted by J.D. Power back in August of 2023. This comprehensive analysis aims to delve into the complexities surrounding EV charging, shedding light on the challenges faced by users and potential implications for the future of electric mobility. The current state of EV charging infrastructure is, shall we say, not off to a flying start. J.D. Power's survey reveals a growing dissatisfaction among EV owners with the reliability of charging infrastructure in the United States. Astonishingly, 20% of respondents reported having at least once arrived and departed a charging station without gaining any range on their EV. This alarming statistic can be attributed to not only multifunctional charging equipment, but also long queues, leaving users frustrated and dissatisfied. The J.D. Power survey found a downward trend in customer satisfaction scores. Utilizing a 1,000-point scale, the overall satisfaction with DC fast charging experiences has declined from 674 to 654, marking a pretty significant drop. Furthermore, level 2 charging stations, which are crucial for providing convenience during daily activities, have seen a steep decline in satisfaction from 633 to 617. These scores represent the lowest recorded since J.D. Power initiated its survey back in 2021. All this said, what are the implications for automakers? The declining customer satisfaction scores for public charging is highlighted by J.D. Power's Executive Director of EV Practice, Brent Gruber, should be a cause for concern among automakers. Despite an increase in the number of chargers on the road, the survey identifies a surge in problems, ranging from broken screens to cut cables. Key factors contributing to satisfaction include 1, cost and speed of charging, and 2, the lack of activities available while waiting for their vehicles to charge. Some automakers and Tesla have incorporated streaming videos and games to alleviate this issue. While many users spending approximately 30 minutes charging, the need for entertainment or productive activities becomes very crucial to them. Location, location, location is a key factor for EV customers and future customers. The survey underscores the significance of charger locations for EV owners. Locations for chargers are a huge deal for them. Now, people prefer level 2 chargers near retail areas so they can shop while they wait. Level 2 charging is slow, averaging around 25 miles of range per hour of charging. But EV owners largely use level 2 for convenience, considering that 80% of charging happens at the home, according to the U.S. Department of Energy. Drivers tend to prefer seeing DC fast chargers, which average around 100 miles plus of range per hour along travel routes. Now, since we're on the topic of the importance of charger locations, what does one do if they live in an apartment or condo? For most homeowners, they have the luxury of having their EV chargers in their garage and able to charge overnight. When you find yourself living in a condo that dates back, say, 30 years, it's hard to get the owners' association to agree to add several EV chargers, let alone one. Some property owners are concerned that the building's electrical capacity, not to mention that some people who are still convinced electric cars are just a passing fad. and other people who don't mind EVs but don't want to be inconvenienced. For most of the nearly one-third of Americans who live in apartments, condos, townhomes, and other multifamily developments, the path to EV home charging will be long and just may not happen in various locations. Landlords and homeowner associations often hit the brakes when it comes to the cost of upgrading the electrical infrastructure and buying and installing the equipment, or they worry about figuring out how to bill people and make sure multiple EVs charging at once don't overload the system. The reality is the future of EV adoption may very well be in the hands of apartment dwellers. About two-thirds or 66% of Americans under 35 live in rentals, and according to a new Pew Research Center poll, that same demographic is the most open to buying an EV as their next car. Without accessible, affordable, and convenient charging for urbanites, analysts say, widespread EV use will never take hold. It's an issue that's only going to become more urgent as EV adoption increases. In the second quarter of 2023 alone, EV sales climbed roughly 48% over the same period last year. The disparity in access to convenient and affordable charging options has caused officials, advocates, and commercial outfits alike to seek out novel solutions. Now, the J.D. Power survey identifies regional variations in charging experiences. Like with the Miami-Port, St. Lucie-Fort Lauderdale metropolitan area ranking as the worst, boasting a 35% chargeless visit rate. That's pretty large. In contrast, the Cleveland, Arkin, Canton metro area emerges as the least problematic, with only a 12% failure rate among those attempting to charge their EVs. These regional differences highlight the need for a more uniform and reliable charging infrastructure across the country. Now, the survey provided some keen insights into the performance of different charging networks. Let's look at these. Volta stations stand out as the best level 2 chargers, scoring 665 on the satisfaction scale. Now, Volta's approach of funding chargers through ads on big screens and eliminating the need for a dedicated app resonates well with users. Tesla's chargers secured the second position with a score of 661, followed by ChargePoint at 618, Electrify America, oh, I like that name, at 542, and Blink, ranking last at 535. The survey related Tesla's strong dominance in owner satisfaction. Tesla owners remain satisfied with their charging experience, primarily attributed to the company's abundant and reliable DC fast charging supercharger network. Tesla's supercharger network, designed for a seamless plug and charge experience, earned an impressive score of 745 compared to 739 in the previous year. Tesla has proven the crucial role of a robust charging network in ensuring customer satisfaction and loyalty. J.D. Power argues that dissatisfaction and unreliability in charging infrastructure pose significant challenges to EV adoption. Automakers recognizing the appeal of Tesla superchargers have started adopting the company's North American charging standard plug for their own EVs. However, the public charging network still requires substantial improvements to meet the increasing demand for electric mobility. So what's the future of EV charging? While some automakers, including Ford, GM, Mercedes-Benz, and others, plan to incorporate standardized Tesla connectors in their future models, the timelines remain uncertain. The lack of a concrete timeline may result in another year of dubious charging experiences, further impacting the satisfaction of EV owners. Brent Gruber suggests that it's just too early to tell if opening up the Tesla supercharger network to other automakers will significantly improve overall satisfaction with EV charging. It's going to take some time. In the end, the challenges faced by EV owners in the United States regarding charging infrastructure are complex and multifaceted. The J.D. Power survey provides a comprehensive overview of the current state of EV charging, highlighting areas of concern and potential avenues for improvement. So what can we learn from this story? What's the takeaway? As the demand for electrical mobility continues to rise, Addressing these challenges becomes imperative for automakers, charging network providers, and policymakers. A concerted effort to enhance the reliability, accessibility, and overall user experience of EV charging infrastructure is essential to ensure a seamless transition towards a sustainable and electric future. Well, there you go, my friends. That's life, I swear. For further information regarding the material covered in this episode, I invite you to visit my website, which you can find on either Apple Podcasts or Google Podcasts, for show notes calling out key pieces of content mentioned and the episode transcript. As always, I thank you for listening and your interest. Be sure to subscribe here or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss an episode. See you soon.